start. This is dictating on Mary Messung. That is M-A-R-Y, Mary Messung. M as in Mary. M-A-S-S-U-N-G. Messung. M-A-S-S. S as in Sam. S-S-U-N-G. Messung. Date of birth is 2/9/1941. Date of visit 6/2/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Roy Hinman. Our and Dr. Mitchell Weisberg, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, Weisberg, W. E-I-S-S-B-E-R-G. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is right mid lung nodule. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is an 81-year-old female who has a past history for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, history of thrombocytosis, and COPD. Was sent for a CT chest with contrast. On May 10, 2022, the chest CT demonstrated a 1.8 centimeter mass in the right mid lobe, and this has previously been documented. And the patient had undergone CT guided needle biopsy. Which apparently revealed no specific diagnosis. Period. She also had diffuse interstitial lung disease, worse towards the periphery. There was also an 8-millimeter nodule in the posterior right upper lobe. And ground glass opacities throughout both lungs. The patient has had previous CAT scans done this past year, and a CT also done and a PET CT done in November of 21, which showed increased activity in a 10-millimeter nodule in the right mid lobe with an SUV of 5.4 and suspicious for malignancy. There was also some increased activity in the precarinal node. Which may suggest metastatic disease. The patient has been overweight. She has been followed by oncology. further follow-up chest CTs have been ordered. The patient has some shortness of breath, wheezing, cough. It's mild sputum production. Next paragraph, past history. The other past history includes history of hypertension and diabetes mellitus, history of a cerebral aneurysm which was clipped in 2002. She has had pneumonia in the past and hypothyroidism as well as osteoarthritis and depression. Next, medical list included, habits. The patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 30 years and quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies. None listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of old age. Father died of Parkinson's disease. Next paragraph. The medalist included lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, Spiriva inhaler 2 puffs daily, venlafaxine 75 milligrams daily, and Ventolin inhaler 2 puffs TIDPRN. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no double vision or cataracts, and she has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. Also has joint pains and muscle aches. She has shortness of breath and some wheezing. And she has abdominal pains and reflux. She denies rectal bleeding, diarrhea. And she has no jaw pain, calf muscle pains, or palpitations, but has leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression. And no easy bruising. Denies seizures, headaches, but has memory loss. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly female who's alert, no acute distress, no pyloric cyanosis, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse 92, respirations 20, temperature 97.5. Weight is 210, saturation 95. And, 95 on room air. The patient does have HOMO2. HGNT, enormous phallic pupils, reactive. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected, ear with no inflammation. Neck, supplemental bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with distant breath sounds. Fine crackles scattered over both lung fields. Heart, the absence is irregular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. The reflexes of breast with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions, no. Next paragraph, impression number one is right mid lung nodule, etiology undetermined. Number two is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number three is interstitial lung disease. And number four, hypertension. Number five, diabetes mellitus. And next paragraph. Plan, the patient will be advised to get a follow-up chest CT. In 6 weeks, she was also advised to follow up with the oncologist. Pulmonary function studies will be ordered, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. We'll discuss the case with you, Dr. Hinman. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Hinman, H-I-N-M-A-N, Roy, R-O-Y, Roy Hinman, M-D. And Dr. Mitchell Weisberg, W-E-I-S-S-B-E-R-G, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L-M-D. Thank you.